A 27-year-old American has now won more alpine ski races than any other person in history.
Audi FI Ski World Cup Slalom, representing USA, Michaela Schifrin.
Michaela Schifrin up on the top step of the podium for the 87th time.
The record Michaela Schifrin broke over the weekend has stood since before she was born. Ingemar Stenmark set the previous record with 86 career wins in 1989. Schifrin is unusual even for a once-in-a-generation athlete. On her YouTube series, she talks as much about her losses as her wins.
I think living a life without regret is a lie. Because if you're willing to try, you're bound to fail. And somewhere in there, you'll succeed as well.
And Schifrin has succeeded a lot. In fact, in 12 years as a pro, she's the highest paid skier of all time. No gender qualifier.
When I first got into ski racing, you know, when I was 5 years old, watching World Cup ski racing and dreaming about being one of those athletes, I definitely wasn't thinking about money at the time. I feel a certain level of pride representing a sport where the prize money is equal over the course of the season. There's no discrepancy in prize money. And I am quite proud of that.
I spoke with her at the end of February, 2 wins ago, and I asked her how she's changed since her first professional race.
I think skier-wise, I'm fairly similar. I still try to train a lot. I still depend on pretty high-volume days and also high intensity.
5, 4, 3.
I've always been known for skiing more volume than most of the other racers on the circuit.
But what about confidence-wise? Because back then, you were chasing. Now you're the one being chased.
Yeah, if anything, I feel like confidence is not really part of it. I feel that that's kind of an unpopular opinion. Because everybody, for my entire career, people have always said, like, you should have more confidence. And the difference between me winning and not winning is just simply confidence. And I really don't, I don't buy into that train of thought. And the races that I've won, it's not been because of confidence. It's been because there's maybe some sort of, I feel self-assured in my skiing. I feel like if I do my skiing, it will probably go well, somewhere on the spectrum of successful. But I do not feel confident in what's going to happen. In fact, if you ask me on any given race, I normally think I'm not going to win the race. And so that's kind of been the same since I was younger.
Not only the youngest on the U.S. ski team, the youngest on World Cup right now.
Now, Michaela, when I was a sports radio host, I could easily fill up the hours having GOAT debates, you know, as in who's the greatest of all time. Subjective debates, no one is right, everyone is right, right? But that moniker, GOAT, is being hung around your neck right now. So what do you think of that word being placed to your name right now?
Honestly, the first thing I think about when anyone says goat is I just get a picture of a baby goat screaming in my head. Or, like, I don't know if you've ever seen the videos of fainting goats.
Yeah.
To me, it kind of boils down to humor, maybe almost like a self-deprecating kind of humor. But I think no matter what I accomplish in my career, somebody out there is going to say something about how I'm still not good enough. No matter what I do, I'm not going to be good enough. And even over this last World Championships, winning 3 more medals and racking up the total to 14, I think, and there's still people saying, like, oh, well, this, you know, this wasn't good or that wasn't good or she didn't get the Olympic medals.
You have got to be kidding me.
Another chance here at the slalom.
And she just needs to ski, like I said. You know, this is good skiing.
Already in trouble. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
I for sure catch myself wishing there was a way to achieve something that would make it not debatable for, like, a split second. But in the end, that's not possible. And I actually, overall, I really wouldn't change that for the world.
Around the world, you know, especially on the World Cup circuit, everyone knows your name. Europe is full of intense fans of alpine skiing. But what's it like to come back to the U.S. where maybe fewer people are aware of, like, the massive success that you've achieved in your career?
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. In sports, in professional sports, being successful tends to mean that you come with some level of notoriety.
We are taking a picture with the most successful skier ever in the world.
For instance, if I was based in Europe, I wouldn't be able to go to the grocery store without getting stopped 5 to 10 times.
You were blessed by God. You were born.
People in my hometown know, of course. It's just a hometown thing. If I were to go to some major city, it's not likely that I'm going to get stopped that many times. So there's a level of privacy that I do get to enjoy. But for ski racing, it means that, you know, we have a ways to go in terms of increasing viewership of the sport, which brings in more sponsors, that brings in more money. And really, in the end, it allows other athletes to get more resources to do what I've been able to do through my career. Ski racing, it's not the NBA. It's not football. It's not on the level where athletes are able to make enough money to actually basically live their lives based off their career. Almost every single athlete, every single ski racer you talk to will really not have to have a second career because they want to, but they will have to have a second career out of necessity. And many are starting their second career during the ski racing career because there's not enough income in it to really actually survive. I'm in a really lucky position, but the whole goal would be to make it more possible for more athletes. So that's kind of what I mean when I say a double-edged sword. I think about it like I love to have my own privacy, but I feel like that ends up hurting the potential for athletes to grow up in the sport and to enjoy it the way I've been able to.
That is skier and fainting baby goat, Michaela Schifrin. Michaela, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.